iCloud is upon us. I mean, the only cloud that's allowed.
Get the that. iCloud?
Yeah, get my little rhythm and rhyme there. The only cloud allowed
that's
is
allowed.
The iCloud. And therefore, when Jennifer's here, she brings sunshine, lollipops, and roses. I was singing that yesterday, and the person that I to whom I was singing it said I was aging myself. Sing that. I don't know. Anybody could sing that song to make a difference how old you are.
I didn't know it was a song. I thought you were just being
rainbow,
nice, actually.
Rainbow, lollipops, and yada. No, no, no.
I thought you were going to tell me I was so good I smelled like cotton candy, but no.
Yeah.
Huh?
That could be it. How about this for a compliment? You're so good you smell like E. coli.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The ultimate compliment.
I know.
Doug Steff and Jennifer Horn. Richie's meandering around the studio, or will be sooner rather than later. A lot of things going on as usual today. The E. coli and the German farm. Sounds like a story, doesn't it? The E. coli that the news media wants to scare the hell out of you about has been traced to a farm in northern Germany that produces bean sprouts.
Mm.
I already say the farm is the source that has closed the farm, waiting results of the testing. Grows a wide variety of vegetables, alfalfa, broccoli, peas, lentils, beans, that sort of thing.
They're the magical fruit, I think.
Beans?
Yeah.
Are they?
The more you eat, the more you toot.
There you go. Toot-toot-toot-toot-toot-toot-toot-toot-toot.
Oh.
Hey. Anyway, the Germans first tried to blame the Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
when you don't know what the problem is, blame somebody else.
Exactly.
Farm manager says he can't understand how the farm would be the source. The plants are not fertilized. Ew. That means maybe somebody get in. There's all kinds of reasons for that. But the news media is happy now, and so are some of the big agribusinesses. See, we told you this stuff about organic and natural. Don't buy that. Get the stuff that's safe, the hothouse factory-grown fruits and vegetables. They have no source of anything, but you won't get sick. How's that? You can't get any. Nothing comes from them, but it's okay. It's all right. You won't get sick from our stuff. How about that? So that's one thing. I'm looking at this report of jobs in America.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same one that everybody else has been playing. The job stats and the U.S. economy and things. That you look at some of these numbers, Jennifer, and you wonder, okay, what comes of having this information? If you just lay it on people without drawing some conclusion or taking the information and trying to help, see, this, a lot of people are dead asleep on this. People who have free time, they run out to the big retail stores, fill their carts with products made in China, they're bewildered by the fact that a number of jobs have disappeared. Well, that's because they're buying stuff made in China. It's where the jobs are.
Right.
Remember that old song, Connie Francis? Where the jobs are.
What is it with you and singing the old songs today?
Who knows?
I don't know.
So,
all right.
The complaining that's done by a lot of the lackeys, the usual political guys on the radio and television, we're losing our jobs. It's terrible. There's no middle class anymore. It's terrible. Fine. What are you doing about it? My suggestion to you is, when that comes up the next time, you want to take it seriously, look at what you're buying. And if you're really serious and not full of old shoes, as my father used to say, if you are really, you want to talk and hear yourself talk, that's one thing. If you want to talk and make a difference, then don't buy stuff made in China. It's that easy, that simple.
Okay.
That's where the jobs are going.
Where do we
That's
find
where the products
it,
are being produced. What?
Where do we find stuff that isn't made in China? Because it's really hard now. Everything is made in China.
I think that it's only if you're lazy. There are a few things. That's not a shot at you. There are a few things that just.
Thanks.
You're right. My job is not to hurt your feelings, Jennifer.
But I'm just wondering, because here's the thing. In my position, I don't have a ton of extra cash, so mm-hmm. I like to save money on products. So I would probably not go to Walmart, but probably go to Target.
Yeah.
And everything you see there is
you really
not
need the stuff you're
American
buying?
Made.
Do you really need the stuff you're buying?
Oh, no. I'm an overshopper.
Okay,
for sure.
So then you just answered your own question.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the problem. We buy things because this is a very this is a sticky wicket here because I make my living, and therefore Jennifer makes her living, and maybe all of those of us. We are attached to the world of advertising.
Right.
When you hear a commercial play in this program, that's how we get paid. So if, in fact, we're advertising things at Target, let's say, oh, we had 950 million Macy's spots before Memorial Day. What? How much of that stuff do you need?
Oh, and I went shopping that weekend and bought some things that I'm sure, if I did some research, were not made in the country. And I try to be supportive of that, but I didn't even check.
Here's my suggestion, and you can react to this if you'd like, at 800-510-8255. You might want to post this on the Facebook blog as well. That's what we call it, right? Facebook, social media, blogs.
Our wall.
Our wall. Okay. So if you really, really, really are concerned about the dwindling number of American jobs, are you looking at the things you're buying? And if you are not, then shut up. Just shut up. Really. You have nothing. You have no credibility. Zero. Since January of 2008, we've lost almost 5 million jobs in this country that were geared at making things in the United States that are now made in China. Some of those factories still exist. Maybe they're making fewer of those things. But unless you look at what you're buying and where it comes from, shut up. Because you're the problem. You're full of old. You don't go to the store and look at where things come from. You want to buy. That's swell. That's great for the system.
So let's do a challenge, Doug, because I'm guilty of this, too.
Yeah. Most everybody is.
I think we all are because you just don't – it's not in the front of mind. So let's take a challenge. This week, we have till Friday. Anything that we buy, let's look at where it is made.
Why don't you just do it all the time?
And if it's not made in America
– Friday, just don't buy it no matter when you go.
Well, let's just try to challenge ourselves. And if it's not made in America, let's see if we can either skip it or find a product that is.
Yeah. Skipping it is one. Or finding a product that televisions, I think we're going to have a hard time. With that electronic equipment, we're going to have a hard time. I would not buy a tractor that had anything to do on my farm. Anything on the farm, anything to do with China, I wouldn't touch it. There's always some other place to go to buy things. I don't go out clothes shopping. I'm not like, I'm not much of a buyer unless it has something to do with the farm, frankly, or the business here. I'm in the process of buying a new computer. I want to see where the computer comes from. I will not buy a computer made in China. You can guarantee. And where does Dell get its components? They come from China? Where do the most popular makers of computers get their components? If you want to complain and have any credibility about jobs going overseas, then you better be watching what you're buying. And you can use the old excuse, but if you're not really working hard at trying to find other sources for whatever it is you're buying, then shut up, because you're the problem. You're the reason that we have lost all of these. 61% of all college degrees are earned by women. More women are going to college than men. What are they doing with their education? They're using it to go into business, do things, but there's no manual labor involved. We have a lot of people with better educations, but we have less manual labor, men or women. And women are deciding to get better educations. Men are just kind of, okay, well, I give up. That's the unfortunate part of that rendering. But the bottom line here is you're concerned about the economy, which is doing, it's not doing it. So, okay, why is that? People are buying cars. Car business is pretty good. Where are the cars coming from? Look around.
Are there any cars that are entirely made in the United States?
That have parts made in the United States? No.
Everything.
Doesn't exist. Nope. Doesn't exist.
Isn't that crazy? That's so sad. Now you got me all worked up. All right, so it's my new project.
Okay.
I'm going to keep track on my Twitter and Facebook page. I'll keep a diary.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Solutions to problems. That's the problem, and that's the solution. You have no credibility if you complain about middle-class jobs. If you're a factory person, and you've lost your job, and you're buying stuff from China, you just have no credibility whatsoever. None. Zero. 800-510-8255. I like them apples. Here are some apples you'll like.
Are they from America?
Yes, they are, as a matter of fact. Lumitone.
Good.
Made by Americans. The researcher the people at work at New Vitality to come up with all of this stuff, they are Americans. They're interested in your face. Most specifically here, Lumitone is aimed at wrinkle-free zone right under your eye. Under your eye. You've heard now tons of commercials. I'm happy to say I was the first person in the country who started talking about Lumitone, and that's not because I talked about it, everybody else is talking about it. It just happens to be that it is a product that people desire. They want. You want to fix your eyes. You want things to look good and gentle around your eyes. So roll a little of this stuff. It's sort of the Ultra Lift anti-wrinkle cream to make your eyes look younger, years younger, in fact. Lumitone is perfect, perfect, perfect for an instant fadeaway from the dark circles and the puffiness under your eyes. When you wake up, do your usual morning routine before you leave the bathroom. You put some on. Take a little jar with you in your whatever it is that you carry around, maybe a briefcase or a pocketbook or something, and put it on several times during the day. How'd you like to get this first experience with Lumitone free of any extraneous charges? You call 800-894-3302, 3302, 800-894-3302 for Lumitone for your eyes. Get rid of the appearance of puffiness, reduce the heavy bags, free jar, pay shipping and handling. This is the number, 800-894-3302. This is the desired outcome, getting rid of the puffiness. The anti-aging cream everybody's talking about for your eyes, nothing like it. 800-894-3302.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. Are you buying American? Are you sure you're buying American? Is it possible to buy American 100%? It's tough, 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 tough. You have no credibility if you're complaining about job loss if you're buying overtly stuff made in China.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
You guys are reading the chat room right now.
What's in the chat room? Pal Talk chat room.
They're asking if there is a Dudley bobblehead doll. And then they're, yes, and then they're talking about the things that when you pull the string it would say.
That's good.
I love Ron Paul. Mitt Romney sucks. Oh, my God, Barack smokes. I love cows. She's too skinny. Rising sucks.
At least they got my act.
They know you well.
I love predictable behavior.
Having fun with Judge Stephen's Good Day.
A new report just came out that says President Obama has mentioned Jesus Christ in more speeches than President Bush did. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Yeah. Yes, yeah, still, neither has used the phrase, oh, God, more than President Clinton.
My favorite story, 86-year-old politician in India has resigned after a sex tape surfaced showing him in bed with three women, 86 years old,
three women.
And a politician. You know, forget Barack Obama. This is the guy whose campaign slogan should have been, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's great news. Senator Larry Craig from Idaho. Do you remember Senator Larry Craig?
Nice.
Guess what? Here's good news. He's looking for interns. And what parent doesn't want to hear, well, guess what, Dad? I got accepted into Larry Craig's intern program. But if you're interested, Larry Craig is now accepting applications from interns. Just slide your resume under the stall.
I wouldn't mind watching this next month in Canada. Former President George W. Bush and former President Bill Clinton will have a debate. They're going to debate each other. The topic will be, which is better, getting in bed with big oil or big women? So it should be an interesting show. The government is saying that Edwards spent campaign money on his mistress. So John Edwards could go to jail. My advice, if he does go to prison, lose the pretty hairdo, okay?
All right, the jokester has been focusing on politicians who are icky poo, right, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
These are icky poo politicians. Icky poo. And while we're in the joke department, before we go back to talking about American jobs, et cetera, Larry King was on The View yesterday, and he told a joke that actually was pretty funny. Listen.
Do a joke?
Yeah.
All right.
He's great at this.
I don't normally tell jokes. I tell stories.
Okay.
You know, I'm a storyteller. A joke.
Oh, a story. What?
No story. You don't have time.
Okay, do a joke.
All right, two guys are walking down the street with their dogs.
A clean joke.
Clean joke. One guy's got a German Shepherd and one's got a Chihuahua. They're walking with the dogs on a leash. They come to a restaurant. The guy with the German Shepherd said, I'm going to go in and have lunch. The other guy says, you can't have lunch. You got a dog. He says, watch me. Puts on a pair of dark glasses, goes in, says to Maitre d', I'd like to have lunch. Maitre d', I'm sorry, sir, you have a dog. He says, but I'm blind. Maitre d', says, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me, shows him to a table. The guy with the Chihuahua sees this. Puts on a pair of dark glasses, goes in, says to Maitre d', I would like to have lunch. The mate of D says, but you have a dog. The guy says, but I'm blind. The mate of D says, you have a chihuahua. The guy says, they gave me a chihuahua.
There you go. That was my dad's favorite joke for about 3 years, by the way. He told that to everybody.
Yeah, your father's a piece of work, too. 800-510-8255. All right, we're talking about buying American. Those of you who complain about the job drain and everything going overseas, you don't have any credibility, excuse me, if you're buying things made in China. Steve's in Alexandria, Louisiana. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Doug, and the rest of you, too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi.
I'm a little upset, and I'm 63 years old, uh-huh. and all my life I've prided myself on buying nothing but American-made cars.
Right.
Or so I thought.
Right. American-assembled cars.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I went down about 6 months ago. I had to replace my Chrysler Town & Country that I drove for 230,000 miles.
Right.
I had to replace it, so I went and bought a Chevrolet Avio. Chevrolet, made in America, right?
No.
You would think.
I don't think those are assembled in America.
They're not. They're made in Korea.
Yeah, the Avio is a Korean car.
Yeah, and it upset me when I found that out because I've always bought American-made cars.
Yeah, it's almost impossible. You can get them assembled here as there's no difference between, in that regard, there's no difference between what these guys are doing and what the foreign manufacturers are doing, making cars here, assembling them, 28 after.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Even though there are things going on that are distracting and distressing, we have to kind of figure out ways to be smarter. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. Do you use some of the social media to be smarter? I always get a kick out of some of these things that turn up. Here's the story of a teenager who forgot to make the invite for her birthday party on Facebook private. Ended up with 1,500 people showing.
Happy birthday!
15,000 people responded, but 1,500 people showed up. It's really pretty amazing the power of this new media, really. It's 34 past the hour, 26 for the new hour. And speaking of that, we have the continuing saga of Mr. Wiener.
Yes. I just saw the pictures for the first time, by the
really?
Way.
Really? I could care less. I didn't watch the. What do I want to look at a picture of some guy's crotch for?
It was kind of funny.
Was it really? So here are, I love some of the things that come out of The View. Here are the ladies talking. The ladies are Sherry Shepherd, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, and Barbara Wawa. Here they talk about this. Listen to this.
What about New York Congressman Anthony Weiner's Twitter pic scandal? Okay, because it has people questioning the future of his political career. And Joy, you seem to be one of them, trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
I love the Weiner, even the congressman. I love him too.
You do.
But
what would you do if that was not his last name?
But no, he's even taking shots at himself. Yeah. There's no way around the name Weiner. I'm sorry. But once you make fun of someone's name like that, it's like when you make fun of someone in bed. It's all over for the night. And in a way, it's all over for Anthony Weiner.
That's not true.
You don't.
Unless New Yorkers are so sophisticated to rise above it. Yes.
You think politically he could still have a career?
I disagree with you. First of all, I have my own theory about why he took that picture, if indeed he did take that picture.
Why?
Well, this is my theory. This doesn't mean that it's
correct. Barbara Walters' theory. Okay, but on Barbara
Walters' theory is he is married to this beautiful woman whom I know, who's the, whom a lot of us know, who's the chief of staff to Hillary Clinton.
All right.
And she travels a lot. And it may be that he took that picture and sent it to his wife to say, this is how much I miss you. That's possible.
That is hilarious, Barbara. That's absolutely plausible.
Maybe didn't want to embarrass his
Guess
wife
how much I miss
but
you.
Let me tell you this.
This much. You have not embarrassed anybody by saying I sent a big old picture of me to my wife.
Okay. So real fast. Anthony Weiner, whom I also know, has a problem. He can be very sarcastic and very sardonic, and, you know, there are a lot of times you wish he would not say it. He is a good congressman. He has been an effective congressman. If Sarah Palin can still ride around in her bus and be considered as a possible president, this man can override this, stay in Congress, and just hope that there's another scandal that'll take him off.
Let me defend Sarah. The scandal that's going to take us off in a second is they're going to black us out. We're not. Sarah, one minute, even 30 seconds.
The woman has no sex scandal in her dossier, in her arsenal. This is a completely different thing from Sarah Palin, and I want to defend her here.
Yeah, that was a stupid comparison, Barbara.
Yeah.
I mean, it was funny, though. Our jab at Sarah Palin. I know.
That was pretty funny. I like them. I think they have a...
I know. You've become a View fanatic, which I think is very cute and funny.
Very funny stuff. Good stuff. They're good. Mm-hmm. It's a good movie. I'm not crazy about Shepherd. What's her face? Sherry Shepherd.
Sherry, she's all right. She's harmless.
But the rest of them have a lot to say and have... Yeah, just, yeah, she's harmless, but she didn't add anything to it. Here's a shocker. Mrs. Frank Sinatra is writing, her name is Barbara, is writing a no-holds-barred memoir. And in the galleys, which are the proofs that go to the publisher to look things over, apparently somebody has leaked the galleys. And in this new book, she reveals that Frank hated Barbara Walters.
Really?
Hated her.
Now, do you think that's okay to go there after he's dead?
Frank Sinatra?
And can't confirm or deny it?
Yeah, sure. Why not? It's all... She writes about Frank's breakdown when Dean Martin died. The book is called Lady Blue Eyes, My Life with Frank. He was married to her for 22 years. He wanted to become U.S. ambassador to Italy. So that's why he cozied up to John Kennedy, Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan. That's why he was friends, because he wanted to be the U.S. ambassador to Italy. He was promised by all of them that he'd be considered for the ambassadorship. But, of course, the appointment never came. Frank Sinatra was a neat freak and a germaphobe. He showered at least twice a day, shaved twice a day, brushed his teeth twice before and after every meal, and used mouthwash 4 or 5 times a day.
Weird. Maybe because it had booze in it.
Yeah, maybe. All right, so.
I like Frank.
That's the Frank Sinatra story. Okay, so what else have we got going on here? We're talking about American-made things and how if you are not in, if you're not gainfully employed and you go buy things because they're cheap and they're made in China, you're the problem. You have no basis, no sound basis for any credible comment at all. None, zero, nada. And what, of course, that's one solution. I'm always looking for solutions. The American, this year, there are a lot of people who are focusing on the long-term sense to try to get America back into more industrial production. And the retail sales, though, of all the products that we're buying and using, it may stimulate our economy from sales, but they're going to stimulate the economy. 60 to 80% of all the products at Walmart are made in China. 60 to 80%, depending on the time of year.
Yeah.
We were going to boycott China, remember?
Yeah.
Go to all American-made products. It would take a while to gear up to that. The type of boycott... doing that stifles the economy, so some people say. What do you say? 800-510-8255. Here is Gene in Albany. Go ahead, Gene.
Good morning, Doug. How are you today?
All right. What's on your mind?
Well, I was telling your screener there that would you believe there are more manufacturers of cars in the United States today than there was in 1950?
There are more assembly plants.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. So they are making more cars in America technically,
yeah,
by brand today than they did in 1950. And I'm just talking about, you know, like GM, Ford, Chrysler, not all the cars that they sold during those times, you know, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, that are no longer around.
Yeah.
So if we're making, if we got more car manufacturers, and unfortunately some of them are foreign, shouldn't we be employing more people right now?
Give me that again.
In the car business, shouldn't be more people be employed in the car business now?
In what end? On the sales end, maybe, but manufacturing, no, because they're using robots and technology to make the cars now.
That is true. I don't argue that. I don't argue that at all. I remember something real quick, if I may. Back in, I bought my first Volkswagen back in the early 70s, and there was a lot of anti-import sentiment back then. I remember a salesman gave me this piece of paper, and he says, you know, for every foreign car that's sold in America, 8 jobs are created.
Yeah, how do you figure that?
Well, you figure you got salesmen, obviously, at the dealerships.
All right. So it's not about manufacturers, it's about what jobs and is the bottom line jobs. That would, I guess that's the question. All right. There's some good questions there. 800-510-8255. Diane Sawyer in May had a special. And she was talking about the typical questions that we all have about buying American. Here's something I found pretty interesting, Jennifer. Diane said that if every American spent $64 more buying products made in the USA, $64 more a year buying products made in the USA, it would create 200,000 new jobs.
Wow.
64. So those of you who say,
doable,
I can only buy cheap stuff, you are a load of manure. You are not. This is something we all talk it up, but how many of you are actually doing things or taking the trouble to find out? No, most people are not. They aren't.
But I'm going to start. I'm telling you, this is going to be a good challenge.
800-510-8255. John's in Owensboro, Kentucky. You work at a Toyota assembly plant, huh?
Yes, I do. I'm in Princeton, Indiana, and we've been hiring people this whole year, so hundreds of people this year. Our business is good, and Toyota is the automobile manufacturer most produced in the U.S., over Ford, Chevy, everybody.
Yeah. What kind of car do you drive, John?
I drive a Toyota Camry.
Uh-huh. How long have you been driving Toyota products, before you worked there or after you started working there?
2002, when I started working there, I was only 20, so...
All right, so there are jobs, and that's what's important. In this circumstance, it's hard to argue because we are a global economy. Car manufacturers are going to come here, set up plants because we want to buy these cars. So it's hard to run up against that. How much money do you spend buying things made in China, John?
I have no idea. I don't really buy a whole lot of stuff, quite honestly. I'm kind of a cheap guy.
At least he admits it.
There you go. All right, John the cheap guy calling with an idea about what his values are. People who buy, Diane Sawyer in this Buy American special, she said she was buying food at Walmart on the label of some, I'm having a hard time believing Diane Sawyer goes to Walmart, but anyway, label of some of the products said from China. There's a brand of Mandarin oranges called Our Family. On the can it says from China. And what she did, and this is what you can do, for a couple of cents more, buy the Liberty Gold brand, or Dole, because it comes from California. Now, Dole, not all of Dole's products do come from California. Many of them come from South America, and the way they run their business is questionable. If you spend, you look, and we are so dumb about this. We appear to be so dumb. We don't think. The Chinese know what they're doing. They intentionally export inferior and toxic products, but because they know Americans will buy cheap stuff, that's it. That's what they do. They buy, they send things over here that are cheap because they know we'll buy them. Joan in Marathon, Florida, you have a moment here for a word. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. I agree 100% we should buy, et cetera, but I have one more thing. I think we ought to put some of the blame on our manufacturers who have gone offshore seeking the dollar, don't pay taxes back in the United States, and have created this loss of manufacturing jobs.
No, they haven't. No, they did not create it. The reason
I said they are part of the problem.
I heard
if
you
they
say
would
create.
Bring their a lot of companies are bringing their products back to this country. A lot more should
be made. Yeah, Maytag is an example that keeps getting used. Went to Mexico. The stuff they made down there was garbage, so they came back to Texas to make.
Sylvania Electric never went over. They're converting their factories.
Do you look when you buy things, Joan? Do you look at the label to see where they're made?
Yes, I do. I have been for a long time.
You know what? If 200 million Americans refuse to buy $20 each of Chinese goods, $20, a $4 billion trade imbalance would be resolved in our favor. Just these few dollars. Think about it. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Before the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us as we go pain-free. So many good stories, Ken, over the weekend, last week, about the Salon Pause patch that will make it really easy for you to endure. You want to exercise more, but you don't want as many of those aches and pains that seem to be the result of the exercising, then go to drkenshow.com, click on the Salon Pass logo, put your email address and your regular address in there, and they'll send you some free patches. That's a good deal. This thing works, and under most circumstances, it's better for you than taking some kind of a, Advil or a Tylenol, that sort of thing, right?
Doug, at all times, all of us are going to have bone, joint, or muscle discomforts, and why not put the pain medicine right at the site instead of taking it through the body and causing a lot of adverse effects? This is the first pain patch FDA approved for mild to moderate pain, and it works for joints, bones, and your muscles.
Straight from the doctor's mouth, from his mouth to your ears, all you have to do is go to drkenshow.com for a free sample of Salon Pause, the way to get relief from your aches and pains. And if you've got some now and you want to not wait, go to Walgreens and pick up a 5-count box of Salon Pause. All right. So we have the latest on the outbreak of E. coli in Germany. Let's get to the bottom line, Ken.
Well, it wasn't as it was predicted, Doug. This is now the deadliest E. coli outbreak in modern history. It appears that it's been caused by vegetable sprouts grown on an organic individual farm in Germany. The toll has climbed to at least 22 dead and 2,200 sickened.
How is it that that's the most deadly? We had an E. coli outbreak in America that it didn't kill people, but it made more people sick, didn't it?
It didn't kill as many. It's the most deadly in history.
Yeah. Well, but again, I don't mean to minimize it, but 22 people, it isn't like the continent's going into the plague or something, but the unfortunate thing is now the news media will grab a hold of this because it was an organic farm, and the non-organic big corporate farm interests will be happy. Look, see, we told you, that stuff's really no good, or they're as bad as we are. Something foolish like that. All right, next up, melanoma treatments.
This is some real hope. This is out of the annual meeting of the American Society of Clinical Oncology. It's the biggest meeting of cancer doctors anywhere in the world. And there are two new treatments that are going to be shown effective for melanoma. It's not yet a cure, but it's some hope. One is called venurafenib, and the other one is Yervoy. One actually neutralizes a mutation in the skin, and the other one mobilizes, boosts up the immune system.
According to a report from the American Heart Association, 145 million Americans aged 20 and over are overweight. Get on the MetaFast diet plan, will you? Folks, please, do yourself a favor. Call 800-506-4115 and lose the weight. You want to live, you want to live a good life with your family, 800-506-4115. MetaFast, the way to lose that weight.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Story of the day is that Anthony Weiner and that scandal.
Big story of the day.
Yeah. All right. This program, by the way, is heard every day in the evening via the internet on WS Radio. Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock your time, Jennifer. 8 o'clock yep. Pacific time. WSRadio.com. 8 p.m. Pacific time. The only reason I did that is because CRN won't carry me at 8 o'clock.
Sure, I'm not we will. On you CRN just haven't digital. Asked yet.
Oh, really? Okay, so take care of that.
What you know, we give you a whole channel, basically.
I know. It's all Doug all the time. It's perfect. All right, so there's a lot of different ways to hear this program. Downloading it is cool if you want to do that. That's something you can do. I'm having my first real experience with my iPad this week because I'll be traveling tomorrow through next Sunday or Monday.
And the funny thing is you're going to be with Roberta, who's probably right. The one, the least of us, that is going to be able to help you.
I don't know. We'll see if I need help. If there's nothing going on here, you'll know that I needed help. One way.
Boy, it's awfully quiet.
Other.
I don't
yeah,
know.
All right, exactly. All right, so let's talk technology. iCloud. Did you follow that yesterday? The information about the Apple iCloud?
I love the iCloud, yes.
Why? What is there about it?
Because it's going to be able to keep all my music and stuff, so I don't have to worry about backing it up.
Music-based. Yeah, music. Music yeah. And Apple get married. I think that's the best way of describing it from what I've read anyway. Let's see. Maybe Alex will handle the information later on this week. For today, though, a book for Dad for Father's Day that explores the downsides of an overconnected world. You have too many connections to too many things. Is there too much LinkedIn, Facebook, all this social stuff? We'll find out. Alex Goldfane is our technology maven and Taylor, explaining it, making it easy to understand, and he'll offer his review of this info next on Good Day.
Following your doctor's instructions is important, whether it's about taking your medications or wearing and caring for your contact lenses. But research shows that many contact lens wearers are not taking proper care of their lenses. Dr. Michael Rosenblatt has advice on how to take better care of contacts before, during, and after you wear them.
So first, you want to make sure that you are washing your hands before you put your contact lenses in and before you remove them. Second, you want to make sure that you are properly disposing of your lenses, replacing them when your doctor recommends. And of course, many patients have trouble remembering that. There are services out like like Acuminder.com, which is an easy electronic reminder tool. And third, and probably one of the most important, is the way we care for our contact lenses. You want to make sure that you're properly cleaning them, that you're properly disinfecting them, that you're using fresh contact lens solution every day, that you're emptying that solution out in the morning, you're cleaning your case, you're replacing your cases regularly. You know, we have lots of patients who don't want to do all that, though. And so in my practice, we highly recommend daily disposable contact lenses, something like the one-day AccuVue Moist.
Final tip, see your eye care professional yearly for an exam.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
The New York Times technology reporter Matt Riketel has a new fiction book out called Devil's Plaything. It's a techno-thriller examining the relationship between people and technology. Namely, it examines the significant downsides of an overconnected world and the dangers of multitasking at the expense of family, love, and real-world relationships. None of this should come as a surprise, as Riketel covers nearly these very same topics in his excellent reporting for the New York Times. He won a Pulitzer Prize in 2010 for his series of articles on the dangers of using cell phones while driving. More recently, he's covered the effects of constant connectivity on families and children. At the intersection of technology, psychology, and personal health, Riketel stands pretty much alone. And while his new book is a fictional thriller, it's entirely reasonable and quite realistic. Devil's Plaything is a paperback book that retails for $9.99. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, do you want to have a great marketing tool? It
yes.
cuts through all the media chatter. We're just talking about this in terms of how do you know what's important? Facebook important, LinkedIn important, various social media. Text message marketing from CaptainEmail.com delivers your message directly to your clients and your prospects' cell phones. Learn more, get a free trial. Text Doug to 313131. Free trial, Doug, to 313131.